Can you please speak about faith, how to develop it, how to maintain it through the ups and downs of practice? How have you maintained your faith over 40 years? Thing is, I haven't maintained my faith over 40 years. I didn't have much faith. So it's just grown and grown and grown. So it's a... I think that the aspect of faith is a difficult word for us in English, because faith assumes a belief and a kind of ability to maintain an idea or ideal, but from the Buddhist perspective, it's much more a confidence in the efficacy of the teachings, in the efficacy of the practice, in the results of the training, so that as we continue to practice and investigate and reflect, then you see, we actually change. We have confidence in the teachings become more clear. The results become more apparent. So that there's a an increase kind of confidence in the practice and the truth of the teachings, and through the ups and downs of practice, it's hardly been a sort of ever onward and upward steady incline, I think just so often. In training and living with Ajahn Chah, and going to him with difficulties and problems, and how much he emphasized patience, just being patient, and patience is. That's another word that's kind of difficult in the English language, because when somebody says, "Oh, just be patient," usually how we interpret it or how it's often means is, just put up with this miserable thing for a while. Keep putting up with this miserable condition, But patience in the Buddha's sense, the word kanti, is much more of a maintaining an evenness or steadiness in the face of difficulty, and being open to. Being present with it, acknowledging, this is difficult. How can I be present with this? And so that as we're present with, and we're present and mindful within difficulties and ups and downs of practice, then again, there's an increased clarity that arises.